But what about the golem?
Give me a chance, son. By the time the Maharal had become chief rabbi of Prague, the whole world knew of his greatness. The blood libel still continued to plague our people every year around Passover. But now, the Maharal felt he was in a position to combat them.
And so he created the golem.
No, son. He didn't create the golem yet. First, he petitioned the head of the Catholic Church in Prague, Cardinal Johann Sylvester. And the next time Cardinal Sylvester was passing through Prague, he paid a visit to my father-in-law.
I've looked forward to meeting the distinguished Rabbi Lowe for quite some time.
I take it you must have received my letter.
Yes, it delighted me. For years I'd heard of your brilliant intellect and scholarship, and now it would appear you want to put it to the test.
I have requested an open debate, so that all may come to understand that a blood libel has no basis in fact.
I must tell you, your request comes at an opportune time. 300 of our most learned scholars will convene in Prague next month. Why don't you come and debate them then?
The Cardinal's confidence in my ability is flattering. But one rabbi debating 300 Catholic priests can hardly be considered fair.
Ah, but unless you debate the entire assembly, there would be those contending that their questions had not been answered. Doubts would always remain.
Tell me, will your conference last the entire month?
Yes.
Then do this, if you will. Each day, for 30 days, have 10 of your priests prepare their questions in writing. You, Cardinal Sylvester, will present their challenges, and I will respond to you.
Excellent.
And so the great challenge was arranged. The Maharal directed the Jews of Prague to assemble in synagogues and to say the entire Book of Psalms each of the 30 days of the debate.
So that God would help.
That's right. The men of the church began by asking about profound theological questions in Jewish thought.
And the highest of all worlds is called Atzilus, the world of emanation, where everything is godliness. But the purpose of creation is to reveal godliness in the lowest world, this world, known in the Kabbalah as the world of action. This can only be done when man rids himself of his evil inclination. With good deeds, we can control evil. But only with the esoteric wisdom of the Holy Kabbalah can we transform evil into good and ultimately turn every curse into a blessing.
And so it went for 30 days. Each day, the debate became less philosophical and more argumentative.
There can be no truth to the contention that God broke his covenant with the Jewish people. A covenant is an eternal bond, the ultimate expression of love. A love which is not dependent on the behavior of those involved. Yes, when we reject his Torah, God punishes us, but abandon us? Never.
At last, they addressed the question for which the debate had been set up in the first place.
The next question, Rabbi, concerns the ritual murder of innocent Christian children. Rabbi Lowe, is it not true that when the Jewish people make their Passover matzos, they mix Christian blood in with the dough?
Could the people whom God took out of Egypt and brought to Mount Sinai in order to give them the commandment, "Thou shalt not kill," kill in order to bake the unleavened cakes which are baked to remind them that God took them out of Egypt? No. Judaism strives without compromise for dignity, for human decency. We are forbidden to eat any loathsome thing, including blood. If an egg is found to have even a tiny drop of blood, that egg is forbidden to us. When we prepare our meats, the greatest care is taken that no blood remain. And as for these Passover matzos of ours, they are forbidden by Jewish law to contain anything other than flour and water. No, it has never happened that blood was used for the Passover matzos. It never could happen, and it never will happen.
You have spoken eloquently, Rabbi Lowe, and I for one am satisfied...
Your Eminence.
Yes, Father Thaddeus, what is it?
With your permission, I wish to come forward and speak.
This is in violation of the terms of this debate.
That is true, but...
With all due respect, Your Grace, this matter is far from settled. It may be true, as the learned rabbi suggests, that Jewish law forbids the use of blood, and that his people were commanded not to kill. Nevertheless, there are those Jews who are ignorant of their own laws, and worse, who willfully violate those laws. Such is the case with those vengeful Jews who spill Christian blood for their ritual Passover bread year after year.
Rabbi, have you an answer to this?
Cardinal Sylvester, I heard no question, only another accusation. In truth, the debate was concluded before you young priest spoke. Good day.